A former deputy finance minister in the NPP government, Professor Jan Pafo, says government is not likely to overspend in the election year. This is because the world economy seems stable. However, it is likely to face problems on the labor front, where there calls for an increase in salaries. Professor Jan Pafo said this on Behind the News in reaction to Vice President Mahama's statement that government will maintain budgetary discipline in the election year. He spoke to Kingsley Obenchire.
Some of these excesses that are alleged to be associated with elections are really not the case. Usually, when you look at the election cycle that we've gone through, it's the 2000 elections and the 2008 elections that is associated with this high expenditure that people have been referring to. But if you look at those years, they were also years where there was a worldwide cyclical economic difficulties. I don't expect it this year because that cyclical element will be out of it, because this time around the economy, the external market is very, very good, so there will be no problem from the external stock forces. But the difficulty that I anticipate for this time around is just only about the labor front. Normally, towards the election years, the governments are a little bit vulnerable, and therefore the demand, especially from the labor front, is very, very high.
The demand from government persons by workers, is it manageable, especially where they are holding their fist or thumbs to you and telling you that this is it, it is swaying in a different direction if you don't respond to us?
It is not easy at all, and what we can do is normally not to allow those demands, do it, spread it over a period of time so that they don't coincide with the election cycle.
Former Deputy Finance Minister Professor Jan Pafo. Meanwhile, the Vice President of Imani, Kofi Bento, says his government wants to achieve its economic targets in the run-up to the 2012 elections. It has to plan ahead and avoid extra budgetary spending. Mr. Bento spoke to Kingsley Obenchire.
We should not, in the name of an election, derail our economy. It takes quite a bit of effort to get the stability that we have now. And the tendency is that it will all be eroded because of the election. I think that we are going and we should get to the point where we don't just whittle away all the gains that we've made simply because we are looking for an election victory.
We are growing, but naturally there are things that we should see too. If there are contracts, we must naturally finish them. Even if they are slow, we want to hasten the process. If there are workers, we want to cater for them. Things that people will say are justified expenditure, but sometimes so much during election year. What do we do with them?
That is why we have planning. Whatever has to be done, you can plan it ahead 2, 3, 4, 5 years. So if we plan well, then from the 1st of January on 2012, we will know exactly what we will do. And we can calculate and know the effect of all of those things on the economy. The problem is not spending or not spending. The problem is not whether there are contracts or no contracts. The problem is extra budgetary spending, which is inflationary in its effect. So those are the real issues. And if we desist from extra budgetary spending, which tend to be inflationary for the purpose of elections, we should be fine.
Have you presented some papers on it already to government and perhaps to the opposition too, in trying to get all together?
We haven't. We have a huge bureaucracy that is supposed to do all those things. The Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, we have the planning agencies, we have all kinds of institutions and people who are supposed to do this work. And frankly, even though we are happy to work beside them as civil society organizations, we think that people have a primary responsibility to plan and execute these plans even without the input of civil society. And I hope that they will do that.
Vice President of Imani, Kofi Bento, talking to Kingsley Obenchire.